Good people, draw near and your money prepare to buy up my basket of fruit that's so rare. 'Twill cheer all your hearts and cure all your smarts. 'Tis fruit that's indeed beyond our deserts, yet an orange. There's none can express your great happiness, the like never seen since the days of Queen Bess. A nation enslaved and justice outbraved, to be thus redeemed and gallantly saved by an orange. Oh, who can declare a thing that's so rare, to be thus delivered from danger and care? It never was known that the English throne should grow sick of a fever and cure it alone by an orange. The guns in the tower have desperate power to fright all the city in less than an hour. But though powder and shot be cursedly hot, it may yet ye cooled, pray why may it not, with an orange. The zealots were bored to march through the cold, and few could believe it, a truth that was told, how they carried the train to Salisbury Plain, and so quickly were frighted to turn back again by an orange. Our terrible guns and Catholic sons did march with their bullets in barrels and tons, but as people say, they kept holy day, till most of the keepers were frighted away by an orange. Alas, who can tell how perfectly well the juice of an orange may take down the swell of Catholic pride, if fitly applied, when they once the virtue have thoroughly tried of an orange. To tell the brave tales of our young Prince of Wales, and how he was cured of his wonderful ails, egad's very fine, if the invention were mine, I'd give no other physic at all than the rind of an orange. Great joy for an heir and a motherly care are things that in England are not very rare. And though some conceal as if they did steal, yet all will be public ere long and revealed by an orange. Our Catholic fools and tantivy tools that have been trained up in pontifical schools so long till their rage has even frightened the age, there's nothing their malice can sooner assuage than an orange. Our friars and devils and such kind of evils that pestered our nation has now got the snivels, yet still they can croak and keep on their cloak, but thinking to swallow they meet with a choke from an orange. Now juggling Jack Taylor would fain turn a sailor, lest he be confined by some mischievous jailer. All his Catholic skill nor his pestilent quill can save him from tasting the dangerous pill of an orange. Our Irish dear joys and such Tory boys that lately disturbed all our nation with noise and gave out their votes for cutting of throats, there's nothing against them can make antidotes like an orange. Alas, what cursed fate brought Teague and his mate to be thus exposed to fury and hate? When they came to fight for the young prince's right, they should be thus shamefully put to the flight by an orange. Alu Alagone, fate had we now known, detricted damn heretic to us have done. We take up our dwell in St. Patrick's well, so we had escaped the damnable smell of an orange. Hey ho, holiday, now what shall we say? A parliament called and the king gone away. The writs ran about and the pardons were out, yet poor he himself was put up to the rout by an orange. Oh, what shall we do? By my soul, I don't know, for I'll be confounded, de high and de low. Some never did shun either pistol or gun, that now broken-hearted do greedily run from an orange. What scampering play do we see every day? What monkish devices to run clear away? Our Jesuits now do both swear and vow they'd run far enough if they did but know how from an orange. Now ye Protestants all, that so yourselves call, wherever you dwell, though it be at Whitehall, it doth you behove your time to improve, and whilst 'tis in season, learn quickly to love a Dutch orange. For if you delay and trifle away your time that is given to working at play, you'll surely be crossed and dreadfully tossed, and sadly repent you so foolishly lost a brave orange. If you love your lives, religion, and wives, then turn out the hornets that lurk in your hives. Don't let dirt and mud run through your blood. For Protestant stomachs, there is nothing so good as an orange. This bold Roman witch has been digging a ditch, and long time advancing with spur and with switch, till your fetters were fast and your hopes were even past. But Providence sent you a medicine at last in an orange. Let malice now cease, let true love and peace among all sorts of Protestants daily increase. Let friendship remain, let charity reign, that we the like bondage may ne'er see again, nor lose our orange. When you have got power, oh, do not devour your brethren as formerly every hour, but let's all agree to give liberty, and bless God Almighty for setting us free by an orange.